This is the Farmer's Calendar for November 2015. Until she died at the age of 100, my mother-in-law, Betty, was a Thanksgiving magnet. She drew dozens of interesting guests, such as two former lost boys of the Sudan, to her table. I should say tables. Every flat surface in the house had to be set up to entertain the crowd. Everyone shared the cooking and cleaning, while Betty sat in the front parlor interrogating the guests. She wasn't much interested in talking about herself. The kids made place cards for everyone, or learned to play mahjong, or just raced around the 1813 colonial that had a spinning wheel and a cavalry saber in the attic. A favorite tradition was to teach the younger children how to hang spoons off their noses. Another was to give prospective sons-in-law an antique chair that was guaranteed to collapse under them, and then observe their reactions. I got one of these chairs in 1970, my first Thanksgiving there. My son-in-law got one almost 3 decades later. It was probably the same chair. When Betty passed away, so did the farmhouse Thanksgivings. It was a natural transition from the crowds and card tables and chaos to less complicated gatherings. The food is just as good, the company equally diverse and stimulating, but I miss Betty, and the spoons, and the collapsing chairs.